came out in the rain.
很高兴大家冒着雨还来参加崇拜。
You may have to swim home.
有可能需要游泳才能回家了。
I hope you won't be too shocked by what I'm about to say.
那我今天要讲的题目，我希望你们不要太吃惊。
But Christians are not guaranteed an easy life.
就是说，基督徒并不是说保证有一个平安顺利的生活。
I hope that doesn't come as a surprise.
我希望你不要对此感到很惊讶。
There are television evangelists who will tell you God wants to give you your best life now.
那因为电视上有一些布道家会说，神现在就想要给你最好的生活。
If you're an obedient Christian, God wants you to be healthy.Wealthy, everything to go great.
如果你是一个顺服的基督徒，神就会让你这个平安顺利，然后又健康又有钱。
But the truth is, Christians often face difficult times.
但是事实上，基督徒经常会要面临一些困难的时刻。
They lose their jobs.
他们也会丢工作。
They have family conflicts.
家庭也会有矛盾。
They have financial pressures.
可能经济上也有压力。
They face temptations.
也会面临很多的试探。
In some areas of the world, they face persecution.
甚至在世界的有一些地方，他们会面临迫害。
Being a Christian does not guarantee an easy life.
作为一名基督徒，并不能够保证你的生活都是平安顺利的。
We're going to look this morning in 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们今天要看的是彼得前书第五章。
Peter is writing to Christians who are living in difficult times.
这个彼得书这封书信就是写给那些在困境中的基督徒的。
In fact, their life is more difficult because they're Christians.
而且他们的困境有很大一部分是因为他们就是基督徒而带来的。
Some of them have lost their jobs because they're Christian.
他们有一些当中有一些人因为他们是基督徒而失去了工作。
Some of them have been disowned by their families because they're Christians.
有些人被他们的家庭扫地出门就是因为他们的信仰。
Some have been killed by the emperor.
有些人甚至会被当时的皇帝杀害。
These are difficult times for them.
对那些人来说，这个是一个很困难的时候。
And Peter writes to them to give them this advice.
那彼得写这封信的时候，是给了他们这样的建议。
Regardless of what situation you're in, God cares for you and He wants to give you victory.
这个信息就是说，不管你现在处于什么样的情况，神都是关爱你的，他要给你得胜。
Chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
Beginning in verse 5,
第五节。
If you would read from 5 through 11, please.
第五节到第十一节，我们一起来读，周报上有。来，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要自卑，服在神大能的手下。到了时候，他必叫你们升高。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。务要谨守、警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道他们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀，等你们攒受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们，愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Let's pray.
Let's pray. 我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, help us this morning to hear your voice.
亲爱的神，就求你今天早上帮助我们能够听到你的声音。
For those who here may be facing difficulties in their life.
我们当中可能有一些人正在经历生命中的苦难。
Speak to us from your word.
就求你用你的话对我们的心说话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. I'm not going to go around the sanctuary this morning and ask for testimonies of how many of you are facing difficult times.
我今天就不一个一个的问大家说你们当中到底有谁现在正在面临困难。
You probably don't want to tell us.
你可能也不想跟我们讲。
We probably don't want to hear very much.
我们可能也不是很想听你说。
But you may have sickness.
也可能你是因为疾病。
You may have financial pressures.
也可能是因为经济压力。
Job pressures.
或者是工作上的困难。
Family pressures.
也可能是家庭问题。
And Peter's letter speaks to all of those things.
但是彼得的这封书信是对所有的情况都适用的。
He gives us five very simple bits of advice for when we face difficulties in our life.
他给了我们五个很简单的这个建议，就是当我们在困难的时候就要使用的。
The first thing he says in verse 5 is, when you are facing difficult times, clothe yourselves with humility.
那说的提的第一个建议就是在第五节讲到，当你面临困境的时候，要以谦卑束腰。
When Peter talks about being clothed with humility, I think his mind goes back to the Last Supper, the night before Jesus is arrested.
说到这个束腰，就好像穿上这件衣服。我想彼得这样讲的时候，他的思想肯定是回到了在最后的晚餐那一天，就是耶稣在被逮捕之前。
Earlier that day, the disciples had been arguing.
那一天早一些的时候，那些门徒实际上是在争论。
You see, the disciples and Jesus are coming to Jerusalem.
因为他们正在去耶路撒冷的路上。
And the disciples think that when they get there, Jesus is going to overthrow the Romans.
因为那些门徒在想，等他们到了耶路撒冷，这个耶稣就会带领他们推翻罗马的统治。
He's going to set up a new Jewish government.
然后他就会建立一个新的犹太人的政权。
And they're going to have the inside track on the best jobs.
那时候的，到了那个时候，这些门徒们就是都是很重要的内阁成员了，肯定就能拿到很好的。
Before they ever got to Jerusalem, James and John sent their mother to ask for a good job for her boys.
他们还没到耶路撒冷呢，雅各和这个约翰的母亲就直接去找那个耶稣，希望他能给他们一个好位子。
And the rest of the disciples were very angry about that.
那剩下的门徒当然就很生气。
Why?
为什么？
Because they wanted those jobs.
因为他们也想要一个好位置。
They're all arguing who will get the best position.
所以他们互相之间就有这个争论，到底谁应该坐最高的位子。
They sat down for this final meal with Jesus.
所以当他们坐下来吃这个最后的晚餐的时候。
And there's someone missing in the room.
这个屋子里缺了一个人。
You see, Peter and John had come ahead to prepare for the supper.
因为约翰和彼得先来，然后来做这个预备的工作。
And part of the preparations was to hire a servant for the night.
那这个预备工作其中有一条就应该是要找一个仆人，雇一个仆人来做这些比较低贱的事情。
And his job was the worst job in town.
那这件事情其实是没有人愿意做的，很低贱的事情。
Because you didn't come to the supper and drive in a nice car on paved roads.
他不像我们这个开着车，这个在铺好的这个路上开着车过来的。
Pull up under a covered drive out there.
然后进来还停在这个挡雨的这个棚子下面。
And come in your nice clothes.
然后进来以后还很光鲜漂亮。
Instead, you walked along dirty streets.
那个时候他们叫一直是步行的，走在这个泥泞的街上。
In sandals.
然后穿的是那种像凉鞋。
And when you came into this nice meal,
然后来到这个地方吃一个宴会的时候，
a servant had the job.
那就会有需要有一个仆人。
To just pour some water over your feet and wash with a towel to get the dirt off.
那这个仆人就是要在你的这个帮你洗脚，把你脚上一路走来沾的那些泥泞把它洗干净擦掉。
Part of the preparation for the supper was for Peter and John to arrange for a servant to do this.
所以本来彼得和约翰是有这么一个工作，就是要找一个这样的仆人来做这个洗脚的事情。
I don't know if they forgot.
不知道他们是忘了呢。
Maybe Jesus told them, "Don't do it. I want to be alone with you all."
也可能耶稣跟他们讲说不要找任何外人，我想单独跟你们在一起。
But for some reason, there's no one there that night to wash everyone's feet.
不管怎么样说，到了那天的时候，没有人来做这个洗脚的事情。
Sometime during the supper,
后来然后在这个晚餐的过程中，
Jesus stands up.
耶稣站起来。
Wraps a towel around his waist.
然后拿了一条手毛巾系在他的腰上。
And one by one kneels down and begins to do the worst job in town.
然后就开始一个一个的洗这些门徒的脚，做这个最低贱的工作。
And when he's finished, he says, "I am your teacher."
等他洗完以后，他跟他们说，我是你们的老师。
And I have washed your feet.
我为你们洗脚。
You ought to wash each other's feet. The same way you should follow my example.
那耶稣就跟他说，你们要也要彼此洗脚，就学我的样子。
Instead of arguing about who gets the top position.
所以因不是不要不要只是争吵说谁应该是坐最高的位置。
You should look around and say, what is the lowest place of service?
而是应该自己睁大眼睛去看到底是哪一个是最低贱的服侍的工作。
And you should take that position.
你就捡那个工作去做。
30 years later,
那么三十年之后,
Peter is writing to Christians who are living in difficult times.
那彼得在写信给那些在困境中的基督徒的时候,
And I think he remembers that supper.
我相信他想起来最后的晚餐的事情。
He remembers Jesus wrapping the towel around his waist.
他记起来耶稣是怎样拿一个毛巾系在自己的腰上。
And he uses the very same word.
所以就是用同样的词。
When you're living in difficult times,
告诉那些基督徒，当你们在困境中的时候
，clothe yourselves, wrap yourself with humility,
以谦卑来束腰。
Why?
为什么
？Because God opposes the proud.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人。
And He gives grace to the humble.
赐恩给谦卑的人。
And in difficult times, we need God's grace.
而在困境的时候，我们就需要的就是神的恩典。
Peter says, "Don't forget, grace is poured out on those who are clothed with humility."
所以彼得告诉我们说，不要忘记了这个恩是要赐给那些谦卑的人的。
Now, to be honest, that instruction doesn't fit our world very well.
可是你仔细想想，这条建议对我们现今的社会来说，真的好像有点格格不入。
Now we might say.Oh, I'm nobody. I'm not important.
我们可能自己会说，我不是什么重要的人物，不要那个。
But if someone looks at us and says, "Yeah, you're right. You really aren't important. You really are a nobody."
但是如果有人跟你说，你说的确实是有道理，你谁也不是，一点都不重要。
We get kind of offended.
你心里肯定会不爽。
They weren't supposed to agree with us.
他们不应该这么同意我自己的说法。
We want promotion.
我们都想着升高。
We want to be number one.
我们都想得第一。
But Peter says, humble yourselves.
但是彼得说，以谦卑束腰。
Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God so that at the proper time he can exalt you. He can raise you up.
你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
This morning, if you're living in difficult times,
今天早上，如果你正在困境中的时候，
Have a spirit of humility.
要有存一颗谦卑的心。
A spirit that surrenders my desires and my ambitions to God.
有那个愿意的灵把自己的愿望自己的理想都放在神的手里。
That says, I will humble myself under your hand.
跟神说我愿意服在你的手下。
God, you choose where you put me.
神你来选择你要把我放在什么地方。
You choose what role you have for me.
你来选择我要担当什么样的角色。
I yield to you.
我把我自己交给你。
Then Peter says a second thing.
然后彼得又说了第二件事情。
Be clothed with humility.
以谦卑束腰。
And then casting all your anxieties on him.
然后把一切的忧虑卸给神。
Because he cares for you.
因为他顾念你们。
You see, in difficult times, this is what happens.
因为在困境的时候，这是要发生什么事情呢？
We start to think, I'm the only one carrying the load.
我们就会想说，我是一个人在背负这个重担。
Everyone else has it easy.
别人的日子都比我的强。
And it's all on me.
全都是我，只有我一个人这么难受。
And it gets discouraging.
所以我们很容易就觉得沮丧。
When you're the only one carrying the load.
因为只有你自己在背你的重担。
Peter says, God wants you to know this.
但是彼得说，神要让你知道这个。
You can cast your worries, your anxieties on him because he cares for you.
因为你可以把你的顾虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
I love the story of Bartimaeus, the blind man.
我很喜欢那个就是巴迪买的故事，那个瞎子。
He sits by the road begging, and there's no future for him.
他坐在路边上乞讨，因为他没有任何前途。他是一个失明的人。
In that world, there's no braille, and there's nothing that's going to help his situation.
那在那当时的那个年代，没有盲文可以读，没有任何他可以做的事情，没有任何事情和人可以帮助他。
He will sit there begging till the day he dies.
他唯一能做的就是坐在那里乞讨，直到死去。
But he hears that Jesus is passing by, and he begins to cry out for help.
那但是他听到有人说这个耶稣路过，他就开始呼喊求帮助。
Jesus, have mercy on me.
他就说大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
The Gospel of Mark tells us that the people told him, "Be silent."
那马可福音告诉我们，周围的人都责备他，让他静声。
This is an important man. Don't bother him with your little problems.
这是个大人物，不要拿你的这个小事情来烦他。
But the more they say, "Be quiet," the louder Bartimaeus cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on me."
可是他们越不让他出声，他就越大声的喊说，耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
And to everyone's amazement.
然后大家就很惊讶地看到
Jesus stops.
耶稣就停下来了
And asked the blind man, "What do you want me to do for you?"
然后还问他说，你要我为你做什么？
Now when I read that,
当我读到这里的时候，
I want to ask, "What's he going to ask for?"
我就会想说，这个瞎子在这个时候会想要什么呢？
Now you already know the story, so you're saying, "We already know he asked, give me my sight."
我们当然因为都读过这个故事，所以我们就知道，因为他要的就是说他想能看见。
But be honest.
但是如果你诚实
的想 If it was you, is that what you would ask for?
如果你是这个巴迪买的话，你会立刻张口就说要看见吗？
I wouldn't.
我不一定的。
I wouldn't have that much faith.
我可能没有那么大的信心。
I'd say, Jesus, could you give me some coins?
我可能会跟耶稣说，给我点钱吧。
My cane is.Kind of old and grungy. Could I have a new cane?
或者说我这个拐杖已经很破旧了，能不能给我一个新的？
Or maybe, could you give me a seeing eye dog? That would make it so much better.
也有可能的话，要一个导盲犬，那就太好了。
Because so many times we're afraid to ask very big.
因为很多时候我们不敢要多，要大。
We're afraid that we might ask for more than Jesus wants to give us.
我们有可能自己会担心说，我们是不是太贪心，要的比耶稣愿意给的多。
And we really don't want to embarrass him.
然后我们也不想让他难堪。
By him having to say no, I'm sorry, I really can't do that for you.
或者因为他如果他你要的他给不了，然后他不得不拒绝你说我做不到。
I had a student whose father was a very wealthy businessman in Taiwan.
我曾经有一个学生，他的这个爸爸是在台湾是一个很有钱的商人。
I was visiting Taiwan, and he invited me to one of the nicest restaurants in Kaohsiung.
那有一次我去台湾的时候，他就请我在高雄一个这个差不多最好的一个餐馆吃饭。
Now you should know that I grew up in a pastor's home.
那你要记得我的父亲是一个牧师。
And I've taught in Christian schools all my life.
然后我的一辈子都是在这个基督的学院教书。
So when I go to a restaurant and open the menu,
所以一般来讲，我去餐馆打开菜单。
Find the cheapest section.
我不去看菜名，我先看菜价，我去找那个最便宜的那一栏。
For the rest of the poor people, save you some time. It's always on the back page, the bottom right-hand corner.
如果你跟我一样的话，我为了节省你的时间，我告诉你，永远都是在最后一页的最右下角是最便宜的。
Just start there. It saves time.
你就直接从那儿开始，可以省很多时间。
So.Sure enough, I went there, and then I looked there to see what looks best in that section.
所以那天我也是这样的，然后看到这个最便宜的这一部分的时候，我就在这里面挑哪个看上去会比较好吃。
So with my friend, that's what I did, and I ordered something out of that section.
所以我就从那里面挑了一些东西，然后点了那个。
It was still a lot more than I would have paid, but it was the, you know, cheapest I could find.
那我自己肯定不会花，还是挺贵的。我自己肯定不会花那么多钱，但是这在里面已经算便宜的了。
And it was good.
而且味道很不错。
But he was across the table.
那他坐在桌子对面。
He had some lobster.
他有一些龙虾，他点了龙虾。
Some crab.
还有一些螃蟹。
Wonderful seafood.
还有特别好的海鲜。
And I'm eating chicken.
我坐在他对面吃一个鸡。
And all of a sudden I thought.
我忽然想到。
You are an idiot.
我怎么这么傻呀
？This man could buy the whole restaurant if he wanted to.
这个人那么有钱，他要想的话，整个餐馆都可以买下来。
He can afford whatever.
我点什么他能会请不起呢
？And he just thinks the American is so dumb he would rather have chicken than lobster.
那他肯定会想，这美国人才傻呢，就宁可吃鸡，不愿意吃龙虾。
A year later, I was back in Kaohsiung, and he invited me out again.
那一年以后，我又去高雄了，他又再一次的请我吃饭。
Once again, we go to a beautiful restaurant.
然后我们又去了一个很好的餐馆。
Waiter hands me the menu.
然后这个侍者把这个菜单拿上来给我。
And I just handed it back.
我就直接还给他了。
Said you already know what you want.
然后他就说：“你已经知道你要点什么了吗
？”Yep.
我说：“对。
”What do you want?
那就说：“那你要什么
？”That man right there.
坐我对面的这个人。
Whatever he orders, give me the same.
他点什么我就要什么。
And it was one of the best meals I've ever eaten.
这是我吃过的最好吃的一顿饭。
But people, how many times?
有多少次
do we treat God?
我们对待神
as if our prayers need to come from the cheapest part of the menu.
好像我们的祷告也要从这个菜单上最便宜的那一部分出来才行。
We ask for a little,
我们只要一点点。
And we get a little.
我们最后就得到一点点。
We're blind.
我们也是瞎眼的。
But instead of asking for our sight, we ask for a better cane.
可是我们并没有要我们的这个视力得恢复，我们想要一个更好的拐杖。
Our families are wrapped in conflict.
我们的家庭矛盾重重。
And instead of asking for God to restore our families,
我们没有求神来重新重整我们的家庭。
We ask if maybe today we could have a little bit of peace for a few minutes.
那我们只是想眼前能够有点平安就好。
We're afraid to ask because our God is too small.
我们不敢要，因为我们心里就先把神想成小的了。
Bartimaeus says, "Lord, I just want one thing."
巴底买跟耶稣说，我只要一件事。
I want to be able to see.
我要能看见。
He cast his cares on Jesus.
他将他的忧虑卸给了耶稣。
And he found out that Jesus cared for him.
而他能发现神，耶稣是顾念他的。
He asked for big things, and he received big.
他求了一件很大的事情，他也得到了这个很大的成果。
But I have to confess that that story is hard because I don't know if I could ask for that.
我可以跟你讲，这个故事对我来说其实是有困难，我不知道我有没有，我能不能要得出来。
Remember, I always order from the cheap section of the menu.
你记得我的心情很小，我总是从这个菜单里最便宜的地方点菜。
So I read another story.
所以我又看到了另外一个故事。
About a man who is so discouraged and so hopeless that he's not even sure he can believe.
有一个人就是。非常的沮丧，非常的失望，他都不知道他自己能不能信。
He's a father, and he brings his son to Jesus.
这是一个父亲，他把他的儿子带到耶稣的面前。
The boy is possessed of a spirit that causes seizures.
这个孩子是被鬼附的，然后这个鬼让他抽风。
The disciples have tried to heal him, and they can't.
然后这些门徒曾经试着把这个鬼赶出去，但是做不到。
And this father comes to Jesus.
然后，所以这个父亲带着儿子到耶稣这儿来。
He says, "If you can do anything."
他就跟耶稣说：“你若能做什么
？”If you can.
如果。
Help us.
你能帮我们。
And I love Jesus' response.
我很喜欢耶稣对他的回答。
If you can.
那耶稣说：“你若能。
”All things are possible for one who believes.
耶稣说：“在信的人，凡事都能。”
But remember, this father is so despondent.
但是你不要忘了，这个父亲已经是身心俱疲。
That he's not even sure he can believe.
他甚至他自己觉得自己连这一点点信的这个能力都没有。
If you've ever watched your child suffer and you couldn't help them.
如果你曾经看到过你的孩子在受苦，而你一点都帮不上他们的时候。
If you've ever watched someone you love hurting and you wished you could help but you can't.
或者你看到你爱的人正在受苦，而你特别特别希望能帮助他们，却做不了什么。
You will understand the despair in that father's heart.
你就能够理解这个做父亲的心里这种绝望的感觉。
And he cries out.
所以当他对
But help my unbelief.
但我信不足，求主帮助。
He doesn't even have enough faith to be sure he can believe.
他的那个信心都不足以说知道说自己是真信。
But he does know one thing.
但是他知道一件事情。
I can cast my cares on on Jesus.
但是他知道他可以把他的这些忧虑焦虑都给交给耶稣。
And when he does,
而当他这么做的时候，
he finds out,
他发现，
that Jesus cares for him.
耶稣顾念他。
If you're living in difficult times,
如果你正在生活在困难中，
cast your anxieties, your cares on Jesus.
将你的忧虑卸给耶稣。
Because he knows your cares and he cares about you.
因为他知道你的忧虑是什么，而他顾念你。
He wants to help you.
他想帮助你。
But there's a third thing I want you to see.
那还有第三件事情我想让你看到。
Peter says, when you're living in difficult times,
彼得说当你在困境中的时候，
when you are facing terrible challenges in your life,
在你面临很大的挑战的时候，
humble yourselves,
要谦卑。
Cast your anxieties on Jesus.
将忧虑卸给耶稣。
And then, verse 8, be sober-minded, be watchful.
然后在第八节他讲到，务要谨守警醒。
Peter says, be careful.
说要小心，彼得说。
Be on the alert.
要警醒。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because your enemy, the devil,prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Peter says to those Christians, and he says to us today.
他对当时的基督徒说话，也对今天的我们说话。
Watch out.
要小心。
Satan is not a myth. He is the enemy of your soul.
魔鬼并不是一个传说，他就是神的敌人。
He wants to destroy you.
他想要毁灭你。
So be alert.
所以一定要警醒。
Don't be careless in the face of spiritual danger.
不要很粗心，当你在面临这个属灵的这个危险的时候，不要。
He describes Satan as a lion.
他把魔鬼描述成狮子。
Would you ignore the threat of a lion who was trying to kill you?
如果你身边就有一个狮子要吃了你的话，你会？
Of course not.
不放在心上吗？当然不会了。
So Peter says, don't ignore the attacks of Satan who wants to destroy your soul.
所以彼得告诉我们说，不要忽略这个魔鬼对你的攻击，他要摧毁你的灵魂。
You see, Satan knows your weaknesses and he will attack you at your weakest point.
因为魔鬼知道你的弱点在哪里，他在你最软弱的时候就要借着那一点来攻击你。
So be watchful.
所以一定要警醒。
Man, you know your weakness.
你也知道你自己的弱点在哪里。
You know the places that will lead you to moral failure.
你也知道什么事情能让你在道德上的失败。
Women, you know the topics that will cause you to despair rather than trust God.
那很多姊妹也知道有些什么事情会让你觉得灰心沮丧，不能信靠神。
Young people, you know the websites that will lead you away from godliness.
那年轻人，你们也知道你们上的哪些网站是让你忘记了神对你的这个警告。
I know that if I start my day with Facebook or CNN instead of the Bible, I'll probably never get back to the Bible.
那我知道，如果我早上一起来就开始看脸书、看 CNN 的这个新闻的话，那我可能这一天都不会想去看神的话。
And so Peter says.You know the dangers. Watch out.
所以彼得说，你们知道你们的危险在哪里，就一定要谨守警醒。
Now you know, as a teacher, I'm allowed to give homework.
你知道我是老师，那我所以我就可以任意的给学生留作业。
So let me give you some homework today.
那我今天就要给你留一些作业。
Think of your biggest temptation.
你想想什么事情对你的诱惑最大。
The area where you are most often tempted to sin.
那你在你最容易犯罪的那一个方面。
And then think of the trigger that brings on that temptation.
然后你要想一想，这是什么容易导致你这样做？你的导火索在哪里
？If it's something you can avoid, run.
如果你能够躲开的话，那就跑，赶快跑。
If it's something you can't avoid,
如果你是躲不开那个导火索
，Where you work,
也可能是你工作
，The people you work with.
或者是你的同事。
Don't put your wife on this list.
当然不能把你的太太不能算。
But if it's something you can't avoid, be alert and be careful.
如果不是你能够躲开的话，那就要谨守，就要警醒。
Again, I think when he writes this, Peter remembers his own history.
所以我又想到，当彼得写这个时候，他想到他曾经发生的事情。
They have finished that last supper.
那天他们吃完了最后的晚餐。
Jesus has washed Peter's feet.
那耶稣已经洗了彼得的脚。
They leave the room and they go out to the Garden of Gethsemane.
他们离开了那个房间，然后到这个克西马尼园。
Jesus says,
耶稣跟他们说，
Stay here and watch.
说留在这里警醒。
But instead of watching,
但是他们警醒等候了吗？
Instead of praying,
或者祷告了吗？
Peter took a nap.
他没有睡觉了。
And he was not prepared for the temptation that he was about to face.
所以他没有预备好自己面对他所要受到的试探。
As Peter writes these words, be watchful.
所以当彼得写到说要谨守、要警醒的时候，
I think he can hear Jesus 30 years before saying,
我想他当时能够回想起30年前耶稣对他说的话。
Simon, are you asleep?
说西门，你是睡着了吗？
Could you not watch for just 1 hour?
你就不能那个等一下，谨守一片刻吗？
Watch, pray that you enter not into temptation.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
And 30 years later, Peter says,
三十年之后，彼得说，
Don't make the mistake I made.
不要像我犯我那样的错误。
Don't become careless in the face of Satan's temptations.
不要面临这个魔鬼的试探的时候仍然粗心不小心。
Watch out.
要警醒。
Be alert.
要警守。
And then Peter says about this enemy, this lion, he says, resist him.
所以彼得又谈到说，你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，
Firm、
抵挡这个敌人。
In your faith. Again, maybe he thinks back.
再一次的，他又想到了从前的事情。
Before this final test.
在这个最后的考验之前，
Jesus had said, Simon, Satan demands to have you.
彼得跟他耶稣跟他说，魔鬼要得着你们。
Peter, Satan wants to destroy you.
彼得你知道吗？魔鬼想要毁灭你。
But I have prayed for you.
但是我已经为你祷告。
Now when I read that, I want Jesus to say something like this.
那当我读到这个时候，我其实希望耶稣说的是其他的话。
Simon,
西门
，Satan demanded to have you.
撒旦想要得着你们。
But I have prayed that you will be delivered.
但我已经为你祷告，让你能够脱离。
I told Satan you stay away from my buddy Peter.
我已经跟魔鬼说了，你离我的这个好朋友彼得远一点。
That would be wonderful.
这样不是很好吗
？But Jesus doesn't say that.
可是耶稣并没有这么说。
Because remember, I told you, as Christians, we are not promised an easy life.
你记得吗？我跟你讲过，作为基督徒，神并没有应许我们有一个平顺的生活。
Instead of praying that Peter will be delivered from temptation,
主并没有祷告说让这个彼得脱离这个试探。
Jesus says, "I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail."
耶稣说我已经为你祈求叫你不至于失了信心。
I have prayed that you will not lose hope and cast away your faith.
我祷告说让你不要失掉希望，失掉盼望，然后把信心整个丢弃。
And when you have turned again, when you have returned,
你回头以后，
strengthen your brothers.
要坚固你的弟兄。
Peter, you're going to be tested.
彼得你是要受到试探的。
And I'm sorry, Peter, but You're going to fail.
虽然很不幸，而不幸你要失败的。
But Peter, I've prayed for you.
但是我已经为你祷告了。
Not that you will avoid the test.
不是说你可以躲开这个试炼。
But that the test will bring good fruit in your life.
而是这个试炼能让你的生命中结出好的果子来。
God doesn't promise us an easy path.
神并没有应许我们有一个平顺的路可以走。
But he does say, I will be with you.
但是他确实说我会与你同在。
And I will make the testing that you face, I will make it fruitful in your life.
而且你面临的考验和试探，我会让他为你结出好的果子来。
And so Peter says, resist your enemy.
所以彼得说你要抵抗，
resist
你的敌人。
That area of temptation.
抵挡这些诱惑。
You don't have to give in. You don't have to be defeated.
你不用非要屈服，你不用非要失败。
You see, what I'm going to say here is not very profound.
我这里要讲的并不是一个很复杂的概念。
But for whatever reason, a lot of us don't know this.
但是不知道为什么我们当中很多人不明白。
So let me tell you.
那我让我来告诉你。
The reason we fail many times.
很多时候我们失败。
The reason we fall to temptation.
很多时候我们就是在面临试探的时候不能够抵挡。
Is that we don't resist.
是因为我们根本就不抵挡，我们就交枪了。
Satan dangles the temptation in front of us.
这个魔鬼拿这个诱惑像胡萝卜一样，这个掉在你的面前。
And we just swallow the bait.
我们张嘴就把它吞了。
Peter says, resist.
那彼得说要抵挡。
You see, Christians, we can walk in a consistent, steady relationship with God.
作为基督徒，我们是可以一直一致的跟神同行，不用非要偏离的。
We don't have to constantly be up and down.
我们不用老是这样起起落落，一会儿失败，一会儿得胜。
Yes, we have an enemy.
我们确实是有敌人。
Yes, he is trying to destroy us.
我们确实，他确实是想要毁灭我们。
But Peter says, resist him.
但是彼得告诉我们说要抵挡他。
And the last thing he says, here's why we can be encouraged as we resist him.
那最后他要说的这个也是让我们鼓励我们能够抵挡他的缘故。
In difficult times.
因为在困难的时候
we can be sure of victory.
我们可以确定我们能够得胜。
Verse 10,
在第十节
after you have suffered a while,
因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难
the God of all grace,
那赐诸般恩典的神
will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
Peter says, yes, you will suffer.
彼得说是没错，你们是会受苦。
Yes, you will live in some difficult times.
是会经历一些困难。
Yes, Satan will bring temptation into your life.
魔鬼也会试探你。
But the God of all grace will make you strong. He will restore you. He will establish you.
但是赐诸般恩典的神要成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
A few years after he writes this letter.
彼得写完这封信以后几年内
Peter is arrested.
彼得就被捕了。
They will crucify him.
他们也会把他钉在十字架上。
The most painful death the Romans could come up with.
就是罗马人能够想到最残酷的刑罚。
Peter will suffer.
彼得也要受苦。
But he knows that after the suffering,
但是彼得知道在这个痛苦之后，短暂的痛苦之后
comes eternal glory.
得到的是永恒的荣耀。
As he's facing that death,
当他面临那样的死亡的时候
I think he remembers what he wrote in this letter.
我相信他会想起他曾经在信里是怎样跟基督徒说的。
After you have suffered a little while,
等你暂受苦难之后
the God of all grace who has called you into eternal glory.
那曾赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀。
The suffering,The difficulty is for a little while.
这个受苦和苦难只是暂时的。
The glory is eternal.
而这个荣耀是永远的。
And so be encouraged in those times of struggle.
所以当你在挣扎、在痛苦的时候，要得到鼓励。
When it feels like it will never end.
当你感到这一切都没有办法会永远这样下去，不会结束的时候。
When everything is dark.
当所有事情看上去都很灰暗的时候
Peter says,
彼得这样说
The suffering is a little while.
这个受苦是暂时的
But if you will hold on,
但是如果你要坚持你要谨守
The glory is eternal.
你所得到的荣耀是永远的
In June 1944 was what we call D-Day.
在1944年的6月有一天就是诺曼底登陆的那天
The Allied armies landed on the beaches of Normandy.
这个盟军在这个诺曼底的这个海滩登陆，登上法国。
It was the decisive battle of the war.
这个是二战的一个决定性的一个战役。
After that battle, there was little doubt that the Allies were going to win.
在那次战役之后，就是局势已经很明显、明朗了，就是盟军一定会得胜的。
But,
但是
the final victory did not happen.For another 15 months.
但是最后的胜利要从这个诺曼底登陆之后还要过了15个月。
There were more battles.
所以在这当中仍然有很多的战役。
There were many more deaths.
也有很多的死亡。
There were even some defeats.
甚至还有暂时的失败。
But the decisive battle had been won.
但是这个决定性的战役已经得胜了。
For us as believers,
对我们这些信徒来说
D-Day
这个诺曼底登陆的那一天
was the resurrection of Jesus.
就是耶稣复活的那一天。
At that moment,
在那一刻
the war has been won.
决定性的战役已经得胜了。
Christ is triumphant.
耶稣是得胜的。
But,The final victory still lies in the future.
但是这个最后的胜利，最后的结局仍然在还没有发生。
And some days it may feel like today's battle is just too much.
那有的时候你可能会觉得你自己面临的这个战争你赢不了了。
But please be encouraged.
但是我希望你们能够得到鼓励。
Peter says the God of all grace.
彼得说赐诸般恩典的神。
Will restore you, will confirm you, will strengthen you.
要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
And so this morning,
所以今天早上
in your struggles,
当你在挣扎的时候
Peter says, humble yourself.
彼得说要以谦卑束腰
Submit yourself to God's plan.
当你自己伏在神大能的手下
Cast your burdens on him.
将一切的忧虑卸给他
Be watchful.
要警醒，谨守
Careful.
要小心
And the day will come.
终有一天会来到
when you will enjoy the eternal glory of being God's child.
你可以享受作为神儿女的永远的荣耀。
So wherever you are, whatever the struggles you face,
所以不管你今天在哪里，你面临什么样的挑战
，Peter says, keep going.